Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Jess Marsh Wisserman.
Jess Marsh Wisserman. It's like a tongue twister. Jess Marsh Wisserman.
It's so fun to say. Who is the food, farm, and sustainability coordinator at Hampshire College. Also, you work at Warner Farm, home of Mike's Maize, one of the creators of Mike's Maize this year, Alice in Sunderland, which we will explore next week on the show. But I will say, shameless plug, at Warner Farm, Mike's Maize, this weekend, Chili Fest, Kitchen Garden, Snaz will be there, and the kids will be there. I'll be there judging hot sauces, amazing chili, super fun time.
It's the only time of the year at the Maize that you can get fresh local beer.
Ah!
And so cool that it's two farms working together.
We were really excited when Caroline approached us about hosting Chili Fest at our Maize. I think it brings all the foodies out to our farm, which we really love. Mike would call them foodies. It is a great kickoff to our season.
And last year, Phil made me eat like a scorpion pepper live on the air because of Chili Fest. So I'm so glad that now I just get to talk to you about food, farming, and sustainability, Jess. We're not specifically talking about Warner Farm and the Chili Fest, although you should go to it. We're talking more about Taste the View, which is next Friday at Quant Quant Farm. There's all sorts of fun things to say. Jess Marsh Wisserman, Quant Quant Farm. And it's a celebration of CISA and of our local agricultural scene here that CISA is such an important booster of, and you've been to Taste the View, and as the food, farm, and sustainability coordinator at Hampshire College, and as a farmer, what does Taste the View mean to you, Jess?
Taste the View is one of my favorite events in the fall, beside the Maize.
And
Chili Fest, of course. It's a great way to celebrate our agricultural system. It's a great way to support this organization, which does so much for local farms. I go as Hampshire staff, as a part of our local food initiative. It's sort of a touchstone for us. It reminds us why we are doing so much at Hampshire College to bolster the local food system.
What kind of things are you doing? You know, it's great that there's even a role like your title, a food, farm, and sustainability coordinator at Hampshire College. How does that...
It's my dream job, Monty, other than being Maize creator. We've got a lot of exciting things happening at Hampshire College right now. We want to serve healthy, sustainable food at the college, and we want it to be accessible. And while we're doing that, we want to bolster the local food system, the regional food system, and support the farms in the valley. So we have this healthy food transition, and as a part of that, we have proclaimed that we are going to source 100% local food at Hampshire College.
Wow, by when?
No comment.
This was the thing that was a hoax at Smith College. What does that mean for coffee? What does that mean for olive oil?
So there are some limitations here.
So
we say 100%-ish. So the thing about the 100% local food challenge, Monty, is that it's intended to be provocative. We want people to have the same reaction that you did, which is
where's my coffee going to come from?
We will likely still be serving coffee and chocolate for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
The goal in our local food challenge is to source as much food as we possibly can locally, and to identify, while we're attempting to do that, what the challenges are, what the barriers are to getting food from the farms to institutions.
You know, I go and blueberry rake at Benson Place in Heath, and I think the only organization that gets more blueberries than the Belmonte family is Hampshire College.
We got over 12,000 pounds of blueberries from the Benson Place, and I personally picked many of those blueberries, Monty.
I think I got 120 pounds, so you beat me like by tenfold.
Yes, and those are all frozen, and they go into the dining hall, but I want to bring it back to CISA here. So Hampshire would not be doing this local challenge if it wasn't for the support that we get from CISA. They have been integral to our healthy food transition from the get-go.
Jess Marsh Wisserman, who's the food, farm, sustainability coordinator at Hampshire College, and Phil Corman from CISA. So this Taste the View is a celebration of CISA. It is a fundraiser for CISA, but the menu is Knock Your Socks Up.
Rob from Lone Wolf is back again, and he just takes it away. I mean, we are sourcing, again, all the ingredients from local farms. And just for people to know that since our mission is to support local farms, we actually pay our farmers for the ingredients they're supplying to this event. And there are such things as corn and arugula fritters, and there's braised beef brisket and roasted haddock and tempeh. And one of my favorite things are sweet potato crepes. Unbelievable.
All right. So here's your order of to-do this Saturday and Sunday. Go to Warner Farm, hang out with Jess Marsh Wisserman in her other role as Warner Farmer and Mike's Maize creator this year of Alice in Sunderland. Eat lots of chili and taste the hot sauces and go through the maze and drink beer in the maze for the only time of the year.
Not in the maze, Monty.
Not in the maze, or you'll be lost. Then listen next week on the show, because I'll have a preview with Mike of Mike's Maze and again with Jess Freshman about the making of the maze. And then on Friday, September 18th, Taste the View. It's a benefit for CISA, who, again, have done so much great work. The Local Hero campaign has been created by them. We live in this amazing epicenter of a local food renaissance, and it wouldn't be possible without people like Hampshire College stepping out and without the assistance of CISA making it something that we're always thinking about. And you can support them and eat great food September 18th at Quant Quant Farm. Phil Corman from CISA, Jess Marsh-Wishman, Warner Farm, and Hampshire College. BuyLocalFood.org.